The more that rates go down in the United States, the more we see the housing market in the country surge. Today, we got the data that U.S. home builders in January, the average number of new home orders per community surged to the highest level for the month since the housing recovery began in 2012. And yet underpinning this is a bifurcation in the market where you have an increasingly small component of affordable homes, particularly on the starter end. Yeah. Joining us now, Paul Galvin, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of SG Blocks. It's a New York City-based sustainable construction firm repurposing shipping containers. I'm wondering, this has sort of been framed as a more affordable way to create housing. Are you seeing an uptick in interest as the supply gets smaller and smaller of affordable homes?
Yes, and thanks for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, at SG Blocks, we know the country has a housing crisis, but we really believe the country has a construction crisis, and that as the quality of construction continues to decrease, the price of construction continues to increase, and all of the high-end projects which are drawing the capital and the debt are creating a shortage of between 10 and 12 million houses for ordinary Americans, and that doesn't even count the dilapidated housing force that is basically illogical to repair. So it's a real crisis.
So these containers, these are the things I see stacked up like 20 high at the Port of Newark?
Is
that what we're talking about?
And
okay,
yes.
So you take those units. What do you do to them to make them into a housing unit?
Sure. So the containers themselves are code compliant for SG Blocks. We got them approved by the International Code Council in 2017. So it's the same as a brick or a piece of wood. We have a complete set of architectural drawings. We cut out windows, doors, and walls. We take that modified container. We run it through a finish factory. And that we're delivering your house well below budget in half the time. And your house is earthquake, hurricane, and tornado resistant.
Which regions of the country are most in need of affordable housing right now?
I would say it's twofold. One would be people that are in high-income areas, the San Franciscos, the LAs, the New Yorks, the Chicagos, where people are spending up to 70% of their income on housing, which puts them at risk of not being able to make choices on nutrition and food and medicine for family members. And then the other part of the country where we see people in need of housing in a big way are people that are in, you know, I think it's 55% of Americans live at high risk of earthquake and hurricane and tornado. And so those houses are either partial or full repairs after every storm. The significance and the intensity of the weather patterns is further eroding what's in ordinary housing stock in our country.
How many of these units have you guys sold?
We have, since inception, delivered thousands of units to all 48 lower states, four continents. And our goal this year, through a license agreement with SG Residential and its spirited leader, Greg Jacobson, is we've created a $50,000 single container house that we've launched last week, the building of a prototype. And we're building about a $100,000 house, three bedrooms, two baths, four boxes. And that prototype will be shipped into Puerto Rico, where I think we're the first company to get a container house approved. And so we're looking to head towards Guayama and build a prototype and help finish up some shells that were in disrepair at the time of the storm. Puerto Rico has had subsequent earthquakes. They have horrible tornadoes and storms. I hope they're smart and rebuild the island with steel.
Do you live in a container home?
Someday I will. Right now I live in Battery Park, so.
Well, I mean, do you think that there's appetite? And I know we talked about this before, but in some of the big metropolitan areas where there's a focus on the aesthetics, do you think that there's appetite to stack up containers?
Oh, yeah.
And poke some holes in the
windows?
I would
say about 80% of the houses that we've built have been well over $1 million when they were finished. So, ironically. But the only way to disrupt the monopoly...
Wait, hold on a second. I'm sorry. How is that affordable?
That's not affordable, but the cost of the house, the container is 10 or 15%. The rest of the cost is what you do with it. So we built a house in the Hamptons that's for sale now at $2.2 million, made out of the same container. For the house, we're selling for $50,000 to millennials and seniors who need to get their first foot on the housing rung or back on the housing rung for people living on fixed
income. How do
you
sell these things? What's your sales channel?
People listen to great shows like yours, and okay. tomorrow we'll get so many people interested in sustainable construction and housing.
What about the homeless crisis?
The homeless crisis is where I originated. I spent 25 years running a homeless charity in New York, providing hundreds and hundreds of units of housing for homeless people with AIDS and victims of domestic violence. I started SG Blocks because traditional construction is corrupt, it's overly priced, it's too slow. There's two ways to address the housing crisis. It's either subsidy, which is the government, or private market. If you use the government, it takes 4 years and it's three times the cost. And the developer makes all the money and goes back out to the suburbs, and you have this half-built building. And the other way to deal with this is to do it through the private market, right. where you take an existing steel widget, and through proprietary technology, you can produce a house in 4 to 6 weeks that can be expanded as your income expands, right. as your family expands, and we could right-size American living.
Paul Galvin, thank you so much for joining us again. Paul Galvin, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of SG Blocks. Just a really fascinating story here about a new option, a new option for housing, and particularly impactful when in certain markets. We certainly have a housing crisis, particularly at the lower end. We've heard that from other buyers, a dearth of supply on the lower end for housing stock in this country.